independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You know, last week something happened on Friday that very few people touched upon, partly because they didn't know, but not understanding that it is, it's crazy this world we live in. And whether it's identity theft or something else, over time, you're going to go through something like this. You will. Again, the Comey firing, you don't know James Comey. So, yeah, unless you're his family or friends, you probably have no interaction with anybody there. Maybe you've got a friend who's in the FBI, says, nah, it really doesn't affect me. But what happened last week with the ransomware, with companies across the globe being hacked and being held hostage, and it's the fact that it's happening here is scary. And if you didn't hear what happened last week, just know that essentially people's computers were being taken over by a new kind of virus on there, and it was locking all of your files down and then trying to get you to pay X amount of dollars, depending on how big your organization was, to unlock each of the computers. So maybe there's 50 computers, maybe there was one computer. But it was scary, and it was one of those things that happened really, really fast. And here's the thing. It happened so quick and in such a small little, like, just a little, just itty-bitty crack. Boom. People all of a sudden looked up, and the next thing you know, you're in trouble, and your computer's been taken over by somebody who's demanding money from you.
Here's what you need to know about the ransomware that's been dubbed WannaCry. Security experts say this is one of the worst and most widespread pieces of malware they've ever seen, especially because it's even caused some hospitals in the UK to have to cancel outpatient appointments.
Now, this WannaCry thing is that is the ransomware. Now there's some reports that there are similarities between the details of that attack last week and certain codes used by cyber gangs linked to the North Korean government. Which is interesting. And this just goes to just show you what the capabilities are of the North Koreans. They don't have the conventional web like we do. They've created their own because that's the kind of intelligence that's over there. And there are people out there that are and they've done this before. Look at what they've hacked into before. Russia was attacked really bad last week, as was China today. Some 20,000 businesses in China were hit. So far, I believe it's 122 countries that face this attack. This attack is something that is happening here more and more often. And for a lot of people, it's just the cost of doing business. It's unfortunate, but it's very true. There's a certain cost to doing business. But this breaks it down how simple and easy it is to have this thing happen to you, and it's no longer what you think it had to be.
So what exactly happens to infected computers and how big is this? The ransomware actually locks up all the files in your computer and demands $300 in Bitcoin in order to regain control. People are seeing this message all around the world, and researchers say they've seen tens of thousands of infections in about 100 countries.
It's quick. Boom. It's very quick. What happens is, and there's nothing, your computer basically just somebody else has control of it. You got a little clock. It's counting you down, telling you you got X amount of days to pay these $300 or $600 in Bitcoin or whatever the hell it is. And then it's going to go up. And then eventually you lose control altogether and the computer's wiped away. And the guy that saved this from being even worse, some 22-year-old surfer kid on the coast of England who just used a $10 product, was able to get inside of the hack itself and put something there, which slowed it. But as he said, and everybody else, that there's going to be, this thing's going to spread if it wants to. And this is the first volley in what is going to be a lot of attacks. And whether it's sports or cybercrime or financial crime, or people who commit these crimes are always one step ahead, right? Somebody who is you know, who goes and wins the Olympics last year knows that they've cheated. But because the masking is so good right now and the technology's not cut up to it, they don't care. They take their gold medal. They're happy. But they left the B sample because that's what you have to do. 5 years from now, they go and test the B sample and find out, hey, we found ways to unmask what you've done there. And we found out that you did cheat. So we're going to take your medal away. Always ahead. And it's the same thing here. Now, this is the scary thing. Normally in the past, malware, ransomware, any of these things, there had to be a way for them to link to your computer.
Researchers say this is spreading through a Windows weakness known as Eternal Blue, which Microsoft released a patch for last month. This ransomware is actually just going through the internet looking through vulnerable computers, according to cybersecurity Bytes. That means you don't even have to click a phishing email to get infected.
And that's the scary part. Normally, you had to initiate something to get them to take over your computer. That's not even it anymore. Now they're just looking, and its computer is doing it all itself, and it's searching. Find something. Boom, here we go. But if you're a small business owner, like we talked about last week, this is going to happen to us more. Individuals, this is going to happen to us more. And what do? You pay it. It's the cost of doing business. It's horrible. The FBI's even said you pay it. Some people say we don't negotiate. Well, what do you do? How do you unlock your stuff? And there's ways that you can go and back yourself, your stuff up to a certain extent. But I was listening to cybersecurity experts. You're not going to be able to get everything. And these guys are, and for them, it's not about destroying you. It's a business. They want in, they want out. That's it. They're not looking to, if they blackmail you and take some money, they will, but they don't want have the want or need to try to destroy your life. The whole thing is, can I get $300 from you? Can I get $1,000 from you? Can I get $5,000 from you? Can I get $20,000 from you? Like the hospital last year in LA, where they just, it was easier for them to give somebody 17 grand and let them go away and get control back of their system than it was to try to defeat the damn thing. But the fix usually is somewhat simple, but you've got to maintain and stay on top.
How can you protect yourself? Well, you know those seemingly annoying security updates from Microsoft Windows? If you've installed the latest one, you're safe. If you haven't, do it right away. For now, that's about it.
The problem is, and this is the problem in a lot of ways, is we live in a world where we're so connected. Technologically, we are just all connected. And like everything else, you're going to get a cold every once in a while. You're going to get the flu every once in a while. It's unavoidable. You're going to have your identity stolen. You're going to get a computer taken, you know, over. It's going to happen. I've had my identity stolen. In fact, in the last month, it has gone crazy. All of the stuff that's happened to my Social Security, all of the cards, and you know, I'm combating it with the tools that I have, and I'm very fortunate to have those tools. But It's frustrating. All of us have had that where we've had, you know, somebody's gone and used our ATM card or they've tried to open up something. This is just another form of way that cyber people are doing things. And to me, this is the forward world of where crime's at. This is it. You don't have to be the guy in the, you know, in the Bernie Madoffs of the world to steal how much money. Look at what happened with last month or was at the Bank of Bangladesh, where how close was North Korea to stealing all of that money. They got a few million, but they were close to getting $1 billion, but it was caught. And it was caught at the last second, very movie-esque, like tick, 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 whoa. But they still got money. That is the thing. And there's going to be more and more of this as we move forward, and you have to be ready for it. That's why you got to update your computer. And you can update and back up, you know, find as many of those places that will back up your stuff as possible, but also realize that you're not going to be able to get everything. You're not. And unlike other things where and this is what the scary thing about this, where the phishing, right, that's where they look for you to click on something and then they take your computer over. Unlike all of those, this is one of those things where you don't even know it's there. And by the time you realize it's there and you think you've done everything, it's already in and it's too late. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Stuff that you need to pay attention to. Simple and easy, kids. Simple and easy. Speaking of simple, speaking of easy, how do you protect your home? No, we've got a dog. Okay, that's good, I guess. But what if you're not home? Say, for instance, like this lady in Wisconsin. She's gone. She's out of her house. What happens? Fire. She's on vacation. Her and her family, they're joining. Woo, we're living it up. Everything's great. They find out, hey, your house burned down. Well, what do you mean my house burned down? What did the neighbors call? What happened? Well, you know, there was the alarms went off, but by the time everything, you know, was figured out, it was too late. We could only save so much, and a lot of your house was destroyed. Boom. Or do you want to be this person? You're on vacation. You have fun. Woo, peace of mind's great because you've got SimpliSafe. Your house catches fire. The fire alarm goes off inside the house. SimpliSafe recognizes what happened. Boom. Like that. What? Yeah. They're alerted. The emergency people on their way. They show up, put out the fire. Everything's good. You're enjoying your vacation. That's the kind of 24/7 protection that you need. SimpliSafe's round-the-clock professional monitoring is cheap. How cheap? Less than $15 a month. That is amazing. Peace of mind, not only from what may come outside, but also what may happen on the inside of your home. That's what SimpliSafe gets you. 24/7 connection to dispatch and lightning-fast response times in emergencies with SimpliSafe Home Security. Order today, and you're going to get my special 10% discount. Go now to SimpliSafe.com/Benson. That's SimpliSafe.com/Benson for 10% off your home security system. SimpliSafe.com/Benson. You'll be happy you did. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, CHADBENSON. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. The ladies have been joining us at the bottom of the hour. Of course, Diamond and Silk. Talk about all things Trump and the craziness that's going on in D.C. We've got what's next. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
What's next for the travel ban? Remember that thing that caused the giant stir, right? The travel ban. We're banning everybody who's ever met somebody who's Muslim from ever coming in this country. And that single-handedly, Trump will be at every single airport making sure that anybody who comes here from somewhere else who has any kind of Muslim descent will never, ever touch is that not what that was? No, it was a moratorium because we want to figure out a better way to vet people who are coming here from places where ISIS and the likes of Al-Qaeda and many other have strongholds. Remember that? And it was going to be a delay. It was not going to be a forever ban, but it became the ban. Well, what's next for that is today it got its day in court. Federal appeals court in Seattle is weighing the legitimacy of President Trump's revised immigration plan. This is U.S. Solicitor General Jeffrey Wall.
Administration, to be sure, said, as a matter of policy, I'm not sure that's enough. I don't know if I'm getting reliable information from the governments of these six countries. So I'm going to put a brief pause on entry while I look at the vetting procedures for those nations.
A brief pause. Never been a ban. A ban says you can't come here, right? A couple weeks ago, somebody screamed the N-word at Adam Jones, the Baltimore outfielder, all-star outfielder in Boston. They banned that guy for lifetime. They found out who it was. I don't know if they'll be able to keep it, but they banned him for lifetime. Means he can't come back in the park. That's a ban. Saying, hey, is there any way we could slow the roll here and we could vet people a little bit better? Is there any way we can do that because we don't feel we're getting the right vetting the way it should be? And if you've looked at the way we vetted some of the people that have been in our cabinet, you'll understand that maybe we need to do a better job at that too. But can we do that? That's a moratorium. It's not a ban. That's a pause, if you will. That's a pause. And that's what we're trying to do. Pause. Finally got to stay in court for the second time today. Because remember, the Ninth Circuit killed it. Now it's going on up to the Supreme Court. Then they revised it, saying, well, wait a minute here. Let's revise it. They even took one of the countries off. Instead of being seven, now there's only six.
What he was talking about were Islamic terrorist groups and the countries that shelter or sponsor them. And over time, he and his advisors clarified that what he was focused on were groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, that's what it is. So what's next? Well, what's next is they're going to hear it. What's next is they're going to come back and say, no, we're going to put a stop. You can't do this. It's unconstitutional. This is wrong. This is a religious means test. And it's going to eventually go up to the Supreme Court again. And the Supreme Court is probably going to rule. And they're going to say the president has every right to do this constitutionally. They have the right to say who comes in or not, who doesn't come into our country. And again, you're in the Ninth Circuit land. You're in the land of nuts and honey, with mostly it being nuts. But what's next for it is they're going to judge shop all of these kind of things when it comes to this president. But the travel ban will eventually go into some place. It'll go into effect, I'm assuming. I don't know when exactly. But they believe that they have got everything right, and they have put everything, and they have dotted the I's and they've crossed the T's the right way. They believe they have everything sorted out, but it still won't matter. In the end, it's still not going to matter because they have judge shopped, and that's what they'll do. It's all about getting everything to the Ninth Circuit, which eventually gets overturned way, way down the line when it gets to the Supreme Court more often than not. But that's what's next for the travel ban. And it's not a ban. I don't know how many times I've had to explain to people. A ban means no. You can't do this. You're banned from participation. You can no longer play. You can't come in. You can't show up. This is, hey, slow your roll. The old guy did it this way, and he was totally cool with that, and that's fine. The new guy says, we're going to do it this way, and the new guy's the president, and the new guy's the sheriff, and the new guy has the last say on this, and you're saying, no, he can't. Well, yes, he actually can, and so they've judge-shopped you to find you. And so, but new guy's not saying you can't ever come in here, just that the way that they're going to vet the process is going to change completely, and we're going to look at it in a much different way. Old guy, new guy. Old guy said, okay. New guy said, okay, but wait, there's a caveat. It's going to take a while. And I think old guy's way is going to go away. New guy's way is eventually going to be put into place. And eventually it'll go away after they figure out a system that they believe is the best system at this point in time. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. The lady should be joining us, Diamond and Silk. Talk about this here Trumpster. What's going on with the Trumpster? Good, bad, and indifferent. And find out how they feel. And I'm sure they're stoked, by the way, the Comey thing was handled. But we're going to find out about that and so much more. And also what people are feeling on the ground. Some people are getting frustrated with Trump because he doesn't seem to be fulfilling his promises. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Trump always gives you something to talk about because he's the Trumpster. Each and every single day, he gives you something to talk about. Doesn't matter what it is, from Russia to domestic politics, from the way he handles things to his tweets to even the fact that he at times has two scoops of ice cream while everybody else gets one scoop of ice cream. It always happens. Joining us now are the ladies who have been on the Trump train since day one, Diamond and Silk. Hello, ladies.
Hey, how you doing? I hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. How are things out there in Trump land? How are you feeling things are going over this last couple weeks? Because, man, it has been a roller coaster ride with the administration and the crazy media at times and all of it.
No, that roller coaster ride has been with the left-wing media. Mm-hmm. We're doing fabulous.
Definitely
we loving it every step of the way.
You guys did, man. You love yourself some Trump. Look, I am Noah Trump. I love Trump, and I want him to succeed. I want any of our presidents to succeed. I don't care. But I will admit, sometimes I sit back and I scratch my head and I think, well, I don't know if I'd have done it that way. But I'm not the president, and he has. Last week, the firing of Comey. I thought again, it didn't matter when he fired him, ladies. If he fired him the first day or he fired him then, there was always going to be a left wing. If he kept the job forever, it was going to be because he knew something and Comey was holding it over him. If he fired him, it's because he knew something and Comey was coming from. You can't win if you're Trump. But it was the messaging that really struck me as a bit odd and the way things kind of went down.
Okay, but no matter how it went down, Comey got fired.
That's
Comey
right.
is not our homie, and he should have been fired. Really, he should have been fired the first day.
Yeah.
Listen, we have a man here. He's supposed to be the FBI director. Hillary Clinton commit all of this misdeeds, and he don't think to indict her. But he wants to run off of the members of some of the members, ex-members mm-hmm. of the Trump campaign, run off of them and push this Russia story. And you know what that would have done? That would have taken and spent up a lot of taxpayers' money pushing a story that they have no merit, they have no proof,
That's
and they
right.
keep pushing a story.
Mm-hmm.
So he deserved to be fired.
Yes.
So, Diamond is still, because you looked at it, and again, I don't care. It's his right to fire the person, whoever that person is in the FBI. That's his right to get rid of him. My issue came with just the way that the messaging happened. I think for a lot of people out there, even other Republicans, there was you guys, and this is what I've seen along the way, is Trump has a message, and then it seems Kellyanne has a message, and then Sean Spicer has a message, and then other stuff. Why is it they can't seem to get, like, everybody get in the same room and say, this is the message, we stand by the president, why can't we do that?
Well, here's the deal. The president of the United States is just like the CEO.
Yes.
So even though he is the CEO, he may say something different than what the administrative personnel say.
Mm-hmm.
He may say it a different way. Why are we getting so caught up on that? The fact was, Comey got fired. Let's move on.
Let's find
us another FBI director that knows how to come in, do their job, and keep the train moving. And what these FBI directors should be doing is finding out who is leaking out information from the White House.
Exactly.
And why was members of the Trump team surveilled and their conversations listened to? That's the real issues, and that's what they should get down to the bottom of.
Exactly.
Talking to Diamond and Silk here. Okay, so we move from there to away from Comey into this whole thing about Russia special, you know, should there be a special prosecutor? If I'm Trump, I want a special prosecutor because I want everybody to know the truth. And again, I don't think there's any there. Not saying that somebody else, maybe it's Flynn, maybe it's Manafort, didn't have some conversations long ago that Trump never knew anything about or anybody else in the higher ups inside the campaign didn't know about. But I want my name cleared as much as possible so I can look everybody by and say, I told you so. So now let's get on to the agenda of fixing America.
Well, here's the deal. Why are we still pushing the story?
Right.
Because didn't Clapper come out and say that there was he didn't find any type of collusion
That's
or
right.
colliding?
Mm-hmm.
He said that.
Yes.
So why are we still pushing the story in the first place?
That's
That's
right.
what I don't understand.
And he also said there's no FISA application that was put in from the Obama administration. No FISA warrant. Nothing came in. So why are we still talking about something that has no facts and no evidence?
That's right. And you know what? Let's go back. McCain, he don't need to be voted in again.
Mm-hmm.
Because if my memory served me right, he is the one that took this stuff back to Comey.
Right.
And then they reopened up all of this stuff for what? For what?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unfortunate. I think it's unfair. And I think it's a mere distraction.
That's
Here we
is.
Just had an election in another country where we had the previous president over there interfering in their election. That man got in. We need to be watching certain people before they sliver their way back in.
That's right.
But what they want to try to do, the media, is distract everybody with Russia. I'm tired of hearing. It's like, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. I'm tired of hearing about Russia, Russia, Russia.
That's
Let's
right.
move on.
Yes, it's time for roulette.
Talking to Diamond and Silk here, and they're on fire. Ladies, you are on fire today. All right, we move from there to, and again, I have a problem with, but one
okay.
of the things I want to talk about is Ann Coulter, she says, you know, she's worried that the Trump haters were right. She's come out, and she's been a huge supporter, and she said, look, I'm a one issue voter, and he got me when he talked about the people that come over here and that are criminals and rapists, and he got me. I'm a one issue supporter, and she is, you know, saying I'm worried the Trump haters were right. And I sit there and I think, well, that's a little early in the game to be kind of, you know, freaking out about this, because this dude hasn't had a chance. Obama, the Republicans came hard for him, but the media wasn't there to attack him like it is for Trump. And that has been my biggest frustration is, you know what, he's not getting that opportunity, I think, to have that free honeymoon here, where in 7 or 8 months we can look back, ladies, and say, well, he hasn't done anything. He didn't get 7 minutes, let alone 7 months apiece.
Right. You know what I have to say to that is I wish everyone would calm down. And they have to remember, it is going to take President Trump more than 100 days to undo all of the Obama-era foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they have to realize that. You're not going to get your candy tomorrow. You got to plant the seed and watch it grow. It's not going to grow tomorrow. You have a big tree full of apples.
That's
Listen,
right.
We got to go through it. He's got to chisel through a lot of things
mm-hmm.
in order for his agenda to be put on the platform and to be pushing to get done.
That's right.
So I just wish people would have an open mind.
So what Diamond is trying to say is time for the American people, all of us, to trust the process.
Trust the process and get behind our president. Mm-hmm. I don't throw my president under the bus. I don't do that, baby. I am behind him 100%.
Right.
So I got what I voted for,
mm-hmm.
and I'm happy. I love him.
Yes.
I love and I love how he operates, and I love how he spanked the media, and I like what he said the other day when we need to stop the briefings. It's time to put them in time out. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know, talking to Diamond and Silk here, you know, I love the way that times he talks. I love the way that some of the times he comes out after things when he thinks that he's getting he's not getting treated right. And let's be real, the media has not been very fair to him. And that's not just the left-leaning media. Some even in the right aren't very fair to
mm-hmm.
him. But I will say this. Can you understand, though, why the average person out there is feeling like they're getting frustrated? They don't know where to put their frustration because I think they're misguided that this guy is the emperor and he could walk in and change stuff overnight. And you understand, though, that people can definitely get frustrated because they thought the wall was going to be built because they don't understand politics and that it's a long game and it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, you know, when you look at everything, a lot of the frustration is coming from the media pushing their agenda.
That's
and keep
right.
pushing the same thing, and it irritates people. It actually irritates people, especially when they know that this man is being dealt a bad hand here for no reason at all. He won this fair and square. The Democrats are going to have to get over this
mm-hmm.
so that we can move our country forward.
That's right.
And stop staying stuck on the story, because if they keep doing this, I promise you, Hillary Clinton going to be looking at indictment charges
yes.
if she's not careful.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be looking at that, yeah.
You know,
probably reopen up that.
You know, ladies, it's
hard.
What's crazy about it is there is times when I sit around, I think they're still kicking themselves, the Democrats, because they don't understand how they lost, and they're trying to figure it out, and it's right in front of them, but they don't want to believe what anybody says. That you ran a very bad candidate in a time
mm-hmm.
when people wanted something different because you thought it was going to be a freebie. And you
mm-hmm.
ran a bad candidate. How hard is that to realize that, well, we just didn't have a good game plan?
Well, you know, it's very hard. It must be very hard for them to realize it. But let me tell you something. If they don't catch hope, in 4 years, we're going to have it again.
That's right.
We're going to get it again because, listen, you got to accept your defeat and move on.
That's
and
right.
it looks like they want to make everybody pay for the pains of what they're in. Stop making us pay for how you feel. You need to get over it. Build a bridge, get over it. Cross
it.
I mean, you know, is what they're going to have to do. He is the president. He is the CEO of our country. He can hire and fire whoever he wants to.
That's
and he
right.
can put people in place that such he sees fit. They have to be there to work for his agenda. And if
mm-hmm.
not, goodbye. See you later. Sayonara.
And
good afternoon.
And just because they're stuck on stupid don't mean we have to stay stuck on
That's
stupid.
That's right.
I love it. Love it, ladies. Okay, last question I'll let you guys get. As always, you guys entertain me, and you're just you are the penultimate behind the president, and I love the fact that people get behind the president. Again, may not be my president, it wouldn't matter who it is. Again, I want whoever my president is to be the president and the best president possible. I don't care if it's on the right or the left, and I want Trump to succeed. But my frustration also comes with the Republicans, because I don't feel the Republicans are sold 100% on him and his ideals and the fact that they feel like at any given time they're ready to toss him out with the bathwater.
Oh, you know what? Well, I feel that same way, too, now, when it comes to some of these elites.
Mm-hmm.
They are not behind our president, and that's why it is essential for him to drain the swamp.
That's right.
And we're going to have to start putting some of these people on blast, and that's why I mentioned McCain's name.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to start putting some of these people on blast. You know, as a Republican, we're supposed to stick together. And then you want to know why the left can call Republicans racist and homophobic and xenophobic and stick? Because don't nobody know how to stand up and fight.
That's
don't
right.
nobody know how to stand up and go toe-to-toe with these people.
Mm-hmm.
Because because they always swear the way you can't do this, you can't do this. Listen, I love our president and I love how he operates.
Yes.
So these elites better get in line or just go ahead and pack up your little desks and get somebody else in there to replace you.
That's right.
Oh, I love them. They're called Diamond and Silk. They are well over a million on your likes on Facebook. If people want to get a hold of you, if they want to check out your stuff, they want to go to your store, where do they head to?
Oh, Diamond and Silk Store, diamondandsilkstore.com. Go over there and get you one of those Women United for Trump pins. And we're going to be on Facebook Live tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we want everybody to tune in. We're going to be talking about Comey. We're going to be talking about Betty DeVos, what happened to her at that graduation, and so much other things that's happening in the country.
That's
so tonight
right.
at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We'll see you there.
And remember, everybody, Comey is not our homie.
Comey is not our homie, so the president did right by firing him.
I love you, ladies. We'll see you on Facebook Live tonight. Thanks again.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my God, I love them. They're just great. I love that. Comey is not our homie. He is not, and he's no longer part of the program anymore when it comes to the FBI. Man, they are the best. You can check them out at Diamond and Silk on Facebook as well as on Twitter. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chadbensonshow.com. And Comey is definitely not our homie. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality. With a twist. Say what?
Say what? Organ. I guess it's a staccato organ? I don't know. There's a man with a knife in his hand walking through a store. Decides he's going to stab somebody. And oh, by the way, also in his hand was a severed head. Which I'm not quite sure what aisle you get that on. The suspect, 36-year-old Joshua Lee Webb. You know if they use your middle name, you're probably in trouble. And you, Joshua Lee Webb, you know what that sounds like? Somebody's going to get put to death. Chad, that is, that's wrong. He was arrested for stabbing and killing his mother, 59-year-old Tina Marie Webb, at their home about 10 miles away before the incident at the grocery store. Sunday's grisly episode first came to light when the suspect walked into the Thrifty Harvest Market about 2:15. Somebody said, I was watching the basketball game and heard all the sirens go by. So I opened the window and I see all these cops flying in ambulance and see one person being carried out on a stretcher. And yes, he was there with his mom's head in hand. That is, and by the way, judging by the picture, and I'm not one to judge, right? Unless, of course, there's humor involved, then of course you got to judge. But judging by the look, right? Judging by the look, I don't think he was well in the head. First of all, it's the worst Mother's Day. Would you get for your mom? I cut her head off. Well, that's odd because I don't think she wanted that. I don't think so. Well, that's what I got her. That's just, it's horrible we're laughing about that. But judging by this, he's not well in the head. He is, he's definitely not well in das der head. Pornography could be ruining men's sex lives, said researchers. Excessive pornography viewing could be affecting men's libidos and putting them at risk of sexual dysfunction, according to a new research. This panel was held at the 112th Annual Scientific Meeting of the American Urological Association, which, by the way, those guys can party. I'm just letting you know that. And they said that there's been issues. People who watch porn excessively are less able to connect with real-life partners in the bedroom. As a result, intimacy can become extremely challenging and or romantic. And the sexual relationship can be, yes, dare I say, hurt. This is my thing. Do I really need a study to understand that? Do you need a study to understand that? I don't think you do. But apparently we do. So I guess if you're watching too much of that, you may not be getting any real-world experience because you're shutting off because you don't understand it anymore. And finally, on the Say What edition on this Monday, A Georgia inmate is asking to be executed by firing squad instead of lethal injection, which he said will be too painful for him. Convicted murderer J.W. Leadfield Jr. takes the pain medication gabapentin that changed his brain chemistry so much that the lethal drug pentobarbital might not make him unconscious. Therefore, he would be suffering an excruciating pain. So he wants to die by firing squad. Killed a neighbor in 1992. And this is what the people who are going to execute him are saying. Look, you knew this was a potential. And 5 days before you bring it up? 5 days before? I don't know. Three states allow firing squad, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah. Last time it was used was July of 2010. Five people were shooting. They put an X over the heart of the person, and obviously there was only four bullets inside of the guns. Therefore, one person had a blank, so nobody knows who shot the firing. Who shot the person who killed him. I don't know if that's going to happen. I doubt that's going to happen. I still think he's going to die the old-fashioned way by lethal injection. Yeah, the victim did not have an option in this, by the way. It's going to hurt. Well, don't kill somebody. That'd be my suggestion there. But that's just me. Say what? The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.